When I was a child, our youth minister was a, well, he was a young guy. At the time, I thought he was probably pretty old, but I look back on it, and he was probably pretty young, and his name was Phil Quinn. And he had done something that I'd never known anyone that had done, and that was he had recorded an album. And, you know, it's not like today where it's fairly easy to make a recording of yourself. Back then, it was difficult, and he had an album, so I thought he must be really famous. And so we bought that album, and I played it all the time in my room because I thought it was a big deal. I still have that album today, by the way. And the title of the album was I Sing For I Cannot Be Silent. And that line stuck with me and still sticks with me today. And that line, that title of that album, caused me to fall in love with that hymn that we are emphasizing today. And that hymn is found in your hymnal number 575. It is called Redeemed. If you would like to open it and look at it, I invite you to do that. The writer of Redeemed was Fanny Crosby, which for some of you is not an unfamiliar name. Fanny Crosby, in her younger life, lost her vision, but it didn't stop her from writing and playing music and singing. She wrote under so many names, I can't even begin to tell you. But as Fanny Crosby, she wrote 12 songs that are in our hymnal today. You go back into older Baptist hymnals and there are even more. She wrote over 8,000 poems and about 4,000 turned into songs. Songs like Rescue the Perishing and He Hideth My Soul, and one of my favorites, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. But the title of Phil's album stuck with me my whole life. And so I knew I wanted to speak on it today when we were picking out songs that really emphasized Christ to me. The whole line of that, and that's the third verse, the whole line says, I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. What a wonderful thing to be able to say about your relationship with Christ. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed is kind of a hard concept, isn't it? I looked it up in the dictionary, and it said, repurchase, to get or win back, to free from distress, to free from captivity, to release from blame or debt, to free from the consequences of sin, to change for the better, to exchange for something of value. So many of these are attributes that we can contribute to Christ, who has changed us. We think of Jesus coming to this world for that very purpose, to redeem us, make us complete, rescue us from the darkness, and bring us into the light. It may seem strange to you that I picked that scripture from Habakkuk to read today, but that scripture is my favorite scripture of all time. When I looked at Phil's album as a child, and I would listen to that recording of Redeemed and wait for that one line, I guess I would have to say that that formed my belief system when I was growing up. There are so many things that go on in our lives, and as a child, especially for me, we had a lot of loss in our family. Our family dynamics changed dramatically when I was a child. And I guess if I'm honest with myself, I didn't understand why this was happening to us. And sometimes it just seemed like there wasn't really anything to look forward to. But I watched some real grieving and sorrow that took place in our household. And I thought about that scripture that my mother would occasionally read to us. Though the fig tree does not blossom, there's no fruit on the vine. Though the produce of the olive fails and the field yields no food. Though the flock is cut off from the fold and there's no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I still consider that one of the most beautiful scriptures. I still rejoice because of what God has done for me. Life itself, part of being redeemed by God, is being purchased, being released from captivity, being made clean, being redeemed. And that redemption is reason enough to lift our voices and rejoice, not to wallow in the troubles here on earth, but to know that there's hope and that there's love and that we're redeemed. That second part of that phrase, His love is the theme of my song. I remember at different parts and times of my life thinking, what is the theme of my song? What is the theme of your song? When your life is over and they look back, what will your theme be? There have honestly been times in my life that I don't think I want to know what people thought the theme of my life was. To be honest, I don't want to admit what it was. But when I allow myself to concentrate, really focus on the beautiful ways that Christ has redeemed me, I can say that Christ's love is the theme of my song. I do believe that when we live our lives allowing ourselves to rejoice, allowing ourselves to sing because we cannot be silent, then Christ's love radiates from us and to every person that we meet. I hope for you, for each person here, I hope that you can sing because you can't be silent. And I hope that God's love is the theme of your song.